Well, as mentioned earlier, primary teachers have voted to accept the latest Ministry of Education collective agreement offer. It followed long negotiations, which included the largest ever education strike in this country's history. The settlement includes pay increases coming in a couple of months and further increases next year, a lump sum payment, and an additional payment for union members. Joining us to have a kōrero about that is Pioneer Goonan. Pioneer works down in and around the Ruatoki area, Tāne Atua, around Edgecombe as well. But she, like many other teachers, have been following these pay negotiations for a long time. Pioneer, tēnā koe, te pōtake taku whānau, kai ako ki te kura akonga Māori. So as a dad of a teacher, we've sort of followed this as well. And I often tautoko during that strike action. So I'm a little bit across some of the challenges in the Māori teaching space, Te Tuhine. But this is pleasing to see that finally a deal has been struck. Thanks for joining us on today's program, Pioneer. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora.
Kia ora, ngā mihi. Ngā mihi. Pioneer, teaching is it's a hard mahi. And, you know, it's multifaceted and perhaps even more challenging as a Māori teacher because of the pastoral work you're expected to do. You're the kapaka tutor and you're the pseudo auntie to all. Finally, the negotiations have reached an agreement with the ministry. From your end, and maybe you could just explain whether you're just a teacher or a union rep or something as well. How pleasing is it that finally some consensus has been achieved here?
Yes, I'm a kaiako, but I'm actually a resource teacher of learning and behaviour. And mm-hmm. I go around into schools and I see all of the needs for the kaiako and also the tamariki. I just have to say I'm just so excited with the present Māori Immersion Teacher Allowance and the introduction of the Cultural Allowance for Kaiako. This is a very new one, the Cultural Allowance. Introduction of the Cultural Leadership Allowances and the increase of Māori Immersion Teacher Allowances are historic improvements. They acknowledge the skills and expertise of the kaiako and their culture, and will compensate those teachers who are doing the mahi anyway, such as assisting with the new Aotearoa history curriculum or teaching kapahaka. So that's going to be acknowledged in INA. And also, really, it's on that, so similar to the Pacifica teachers. They will also benefit from the offer with the introduction of the Pacifica Bilingual Immersion Teacher Allowance. So that's really exciting.
And it's been a hard fight to get this one across the line. There were numerous angles at it. Many in the GP, out in general public, might have thought it was all about money, but it's far from that. The whole argument has been about more time and taking a bit of the stress off, because mental health is real and burnout's it's a very real issue in the teaching profession, isn't it?
Yes, it is very real. I mean, even the classroom release time increases from 10 hours a term to 25 hours a term. Now, that is big. That is big for teachers to have time to plan the next steps for their tamariki and to assess them. Because how can, you know, it's been really needed. And that is a real, we haven't had an increase like that for a long time.
So those negotiating on behalf of the teachers, the union I'm getting at here, NZEI, have gone into bat for increased pūtea, and it's being drip-fed, I understand, but still a lump sum of 3,000 there and a rise of 6%. You know, those who think the teachers have had a huge win, better just realise that inflation's running high too. So in some ways, as far as the money in your wallet, hey, sister, it's almost a step forward and one back as well. It's just keeping level with inflation. But what would you say of the militancy of the union? I mean, you stood your ground a couple of times now in great numbers, the biggest ever industrial action from the teaching profession in our country's history. And had you have not or accepted the earlier pay offer, then this wouldn't have been addressed. And I know that, well, we've got waning numbers and unionism per se in our country, Pione. How do you feel that by standing together and with the representation of the union, you're able to get a better deal for teachers across the board?
Well, I have to say that this is a member-driven union. And so we have, I was on a negotiation team for Middle Māori. And also I'm an experienced teacher and I've also been an acting principal. So I've got a rather of experience. And so I have to say, this is the fourth offer. And every time we've had the offer, it has increased. And this is increased. This is actually a much improved. We've still got more work to do because this is a two-year contract. So, you know, I just think that teachers have voted and this is what they've voted on this offer.
Well, tēnā koe, but I respect that you stood your ground and got a better deal. Interestingly, there's $1,500 going to union members. You might explain that because I get hoo-ha with people who are anti-union but still stay in the profession, willing to take the gains that have been hard fought for by those representing the collective but not contributing. What does this $1,500 payment to union members suggest?
Well, this is a lump sum payment for everybody in July, and plus $1,500 for union members only. That's just the union members only. We understand, but also it will be really encouraging non-members to join the union, because if they do, by Monday, they will get the whole thing too. Okay?
Okay. Well, I guess there'll be some signing up. I've been anti-union, but I mean, I don't know how many non-union members there'd be in the teaching profession. Have you any idea?
I'm not quite sure on the total, but that's what I'm up. I'm encouraging teachers to join the union because that's what you'll get.
Tēnā koe.
It's 400, oh, well, what is it? It's their pay, you know, the 3,000 plus the 1,500. That's what all union members will get.
Well, like I say, it's been a long, arduous battle to get recognition for the mahi that our teachers do each and every day. And I'm pleased that there's been some consensus here with the ministry so we can get a more firm footing going forward. And it's been really lovely to meet you too, Pione. Thanks for sharing some cordial. Are you still at a Portiki College as well, or Taniatua Edgecombe? Yeah. Are you all around that area?
I'm actually based in Opotiki College, but I work in a lot of schools, you know, immersion schools, mainstream. I go in all schools, you know. So, I'm based in Opotiki College. And, I mean, that's a PPCA school, and there's a lot of children that are going home. And, we have to also think about our communities too. You know, I mean, it's quite a disruption, isn't it? So this is all part of, we have to bring our parents and our whānau on board with us. So I'm just so, so pleased that we've come to this agreement.
Yeah, tēnā koe, and it's been a lovely opportunity to have a kōrero with you, Te Tuene. Tēnā koe, Pione, and all the Kilda. Best going forward. Ngāmihi.
Ngāmihi.
Tēnā koe. Pione Gunan joining us on the program.